Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today, once again, I'm introducing somebody who's going to be at our live event and somebody really close to me. His name is Leighton Taylor. Leighton, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
So you, like I said before the call, you're one of the rare people who's part of my life, a business partner whom I've never had on the BK show or on the Dropship Podcast. And so I don't know if anyone knows your history. They've certainly heard your name. I've definitely said the word Leighton dozens and dozens of times on this podcast, but tell me, how did the infamous Leighton get here? What's your history? How did you get into the online, you know, e-commerce space?
Well, I've always been interested in art and design and studied graphic design in school. And after my wife and I got married, we taught English in China for 2 years and then we're trying to figure out what to do next. Applied to a few jobs and nothing was coming through. So decided to try my hand at freelancing, doing pretty much any kind of design or development work that I could find. Set up a profile on what's now Upwork. At the time it was called Odesk, and just started applying to jobs and didn't really have any real professional experience to show for, but just kind of, you know, put in a lot of effort writing good cover letters and showing that I read the job descriptions, understood them, and got my first few clients. And one of my early clients was a guy who ran a small Shopify agency, and he pulled me in and kind of showed me the platform and got me started on it working with his clients. And within a couple of years, I parted ways with that agency, but was hooked on Shopify. And that was back in 2014, I believe. I first started working on it in 2012. And Shopify's really been like the center of my professional life since then. I've been working in almost every day doing both design and development work, and eventually started hiring team members and grew, you know, a small team of my own, and it's kind of gone from there.
Yeah, I'm very thankful that when I started in very early 2015 that I got on the Shopify train. I know too many people who are, you know, on Magento or BigCommerce or WooCommerce or any of the other OpenCart. There's a lot of other choices, and Shopify has just been wonderful to grow with. And I'm sure same for you. Like once you got on there in the beginning, it was kind of a snowball. It just kind of took off and you kind of took off with it. You had an old podcast too, and I didn't know it was you. So Leighton and I met at a mastermind event, and I don't think I had any idea who I was talking to, but his voice sounded familiar. Tell me about the old podcast. Will it ever be resurrected too as well?
So I started podcasting probably in 2014, 2015, something like that. And the podcast was called E-Commerce Pulse. And it was one of the, what I think was one of the earlier e-commerce podcasts. My very first guest ever was Andrew Udarian. He was super nice guy. He was awesome to talk to. And then we stayed in touch a little bit after that. And I just started interviewing like different people who had been successful with different e-commerce businesses. You know, Andrew was a dropshipper, one of the early greats in that space. And talked to a lot of awesome people, and a lot of the relationships that I made through talking to people on the podcast have like led me to where I am now. It's pretty incredible. I feel like doing a podcast and also going to in-person events have just been life-changing things that I've done that I wouldn't have expected them to have that kind of impact. But you just meet people, and well, a podcast is great because you invite somebody to come on and talk about themselves, and then you have a connection. You've talked to them for 30 minutes to an hour, whatever, and then there's a relationship there, and like you wouldn't have had that otherwise if you just like tried to cold email them or whatever. You know, it's much different when you've actually talked to them face to face.
That's my favorite part. No matter whom I spoke with, if I said I have a podcast, you'd be like, oh, you have a podcast. Yeah, I would love to come on your podcast. But if you just shoot them an email, they're going to, you know, they're not going to answer you. Mm-hmm. Everyone's busy, right? But somehow a podcast kind of gets you in that door. Do you remember when you shut it down, what year that was?
Oh, I think I ran it consistently for 2 or 3 years. And it was an awesome experience. But eventually it wasn't enough of like a direct driver of my business to where I really felt motivated to keep it going. And I got kind of just tied up with, you know, client projects and other things I was working on, and it kind of fell by the wayside. And I feel like if you're doing it consistently, it's easy to keep it going. But once you've taken a few weeks off or a couple months off, it's really hard to get the ball rolling again, unless you have some sort of motivation. So I did try to resurrect it once or twice, and with a, you know, with a few episodes here and there. It may come back someday, but I think what I've realized is that it really helps to have at least one co-host, maybe a couple of co-hosts that you get on and talk with every week, because it's so hard to find a new guest every week to interview. You know, that's a lot of work just lining that all up and coordinating. You almost need somebody to manage all that for you.
I feel your pain, right? The BK show has been down. I took a break because my son was born, and I've just never come back. And every week I think, man, I should bring that back, because it's, again, you build relationships you may have never built before. And, you know, in your case, I think you shut it down probably before I met you, for sure. You might be one of the biggest e-commerce podcasts in the world right now, had you still been going, right? Just due to the snowball. So I'm sure, look, I'm not trying to make it eat you up inside that it's not working there, but I'm sure it would have, you know, only led to good things. Speaking of leading to good things, like us sitting down and getting to know each other at that mastermind, number one, I realized I'd been a fan of your podcast. Then I realized that this two-column code I'd been using in Shopify before Shopify 2.0 came out was from you. Like, I was using this two-column, three-column code to build beautiful websites, by the way. Go check out standingdestination.com and their best pages. That's all thanks to Leighton. I wouldn't have built those pages without his code. And we just kind of hit it off, and we discussed what it could look like coming together. And I think that's when, you know, you came aboard Paramount Pet Health, was shortly thereafter. So, you know, again, speaking to podcasts and events and getting in person, like, it can lead to some amazing things. I know we wouldn't be, you know, on a call like this or business partners had we not been in that mastermind, where we, you know, we both had to pay a decent amount of money to be in that room, and it only leads to good things. So, anyway, nowadays you're running Envision.io. I don't know how long you've been calling it that, but you do all sorts of stuff for Shopify. Tell me about Envision.io.
Yeah, we do mainly design and development for Shopify, and that includes like new store setups, migrations from other platforms. A lot of our clients come from WooCommerce or Magento, and they want to transition to Shopify just because it's easier to manage and you don't have as many technical headaches. And then over the past couple of years, our business has shifted more and more to like long-term ongoing relationships with our clients. So it used to be most of our business was we build a website one time and that's pretty much it. And then our clients might come back a couple times over the next few years for help here and there. But we've tried to just transition more and more our business model to long-term relationships. So most of our clients now are on a monthly retainer of some kind, where we're in there, you know, daily or weekly with them, helping them make ongoing improvements. Sometimes that involves SEO. A lot of times, though, it's just like, you know, they need help with running a certain marketing campaign, and we're helping them with their banners and email campaigns, and or they're constantly like rolling out new features on their site, doing testing, and so most of our clients are long term like that.
Yeah, I think that offer that you have is a no brainer. Like, just to be able to have somebody on retainer, on call, hey, I need this. Hey, I need a marketing asset. Hey, I need something visual. Hey, I need a tweak in the code. Hey, I'd really like to run something like this on my product page in order to build a bundle or run a sale or whatever it is that you can dream up. Leighton and his team seem to be able to create that. I know, you know, we've worked with you. You help build a whole backend. Like, you helped build us Shopify 2.0 before Shopify 2.0 was a thing. Like, you're a true wizard. And in true wizard style, you put some stuff in Dropship Breakthrough that hopefully comes out when this podcast comes out. I know I looked at it today. You are a phenomenal teacher. Can you talk about some of the technical SEO things that you helped us build for Dropship Breakthrough?
Sure. So there were a number of things that you, Ben, have recommended to your students for a long time now that they do for technical SEO reasons. And that includes things like no indexing certain pages, basically telling Google and other search engines that you don't want to rank certain pages. It includes like making sure the right canonical tags are set up, making sure that when a product is linked to from your homepage or collection page, that you're linking to the canonical version of the URL versus the version inside of a collection. And it's a lot of like small tweaks that added together, I think you've seen a lot of success with in your stores. And so, you know, you consistently recommend these. And so we wanted to provide that as a resource to your students to just step-by-step show them, you know, here's the exact code to change and here's what you copy and paste. So it should be pretty approachable, even if you've never touched code before. It's pretty user-friendly, I would say.
Yeah, for a long time now, John and I have been giving a copy of Superstore from Out of the Sandbox to everyone who purchases a course from us. So we wanted to make sure that when we make these edits, we want to make it on one theme. So we're going to continue giving away Superstore. Leighton has recorded all of the videos on how to do this on Superstore. If Out of the Sandbox is willing to cooperate with us, which we're having some issues trying to figure this out, hopefully we can just get a theme with all of this done, give you a copy of that, that you can register. That's your own theme, not just, you know, something under the table. We want you to be able to register this and have it as your theme. And so very cool for you doing that. I watched those videos this morning. You're a natural teacher. It's probably the same reason you were good at podcasting. You're great at explaining things. And so I'm excited for those to go live in the course. And I'm more excited to see you in person. I haven't seen you in quite a long time. I hate to bury the lead. The background's not there for him today, but Leighton lives on a boat, literally lives on a sailboat. He's currently in the Bahamas, which is wild. But I convinced him to come to Minneapolis for our live event. Again, if you want to check that out, dropshipbreakthrough.com/live. You need to be a student. If you're not a student, you want to come to the live event and join our course, book a call, dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. And you can hop on a call with John or I, and we'll talk you through what that looks like. But Leighton, you're going to get off the boat, get on land, fly up here in late July and hang out for a couple days. Do you have any idea what you might speak on while you're in Minneapolis, or how you might be able to, you know, help the dozens and dozens of students that'll be there?
Yeah, it's still a little bit up in the air and in the works. You know, I want to share some ideas with you and make sure that whatever we talk about is going to be the most helpful to your students. But one idea that I've been playing around with is basically common mistakes or omissions that people have on their Shopify store that we've seen make a difference with conversions. And that can be in different areas of, you know, building trust and credibility with your users, with reducing friction in the process of adding a cart and going to checkout. And, you know, there's a lot of like best practices or little tweaks you can make that don't just automatically happen within your theme that, you know, I think people can make to improve their store's design and usability and their site speed and their SEO and all these things combined can make a difference. And, you know, just kind of to throw out an example, it's tough to say we're going to increase our sales tomorrow by 50% or whatever. You know, obviously that'd be awesome if we could, but that's tough to do just on its own. And so what you can do to work towards that is say, let's look at all the whole user flow of adding something to cart and going to checkout. And if we can iron out a few wrinkles and knock down some walls that are causing friction or uncertainty and doubt in your users that may make them decide to just click away and find what they're looking for somewhere else. If we can knock down some of those things, and let's say we can increase your conversion rate by 10%, which, you know, that's significant. But let's say your current conversion rate is 1%. If we can increase that to 1.1%, that's a 10% increase. And then on top of that, if we can increase your average order value by 10, 15, 20%, you know, these are like incremental changes. And then if we can increase your repeat customer rate by some percentage, you know, those percentages stacked on top of each other are compounding. So you might end up with an overall 30, 40, 50% increase by making these much smaller changes at multiple steps along the way. So that's my goal, is to help people think about things that they can do ideally by themselves in their own Shopify store, or if they need to hire somebody to help them out, that can be done relatively quickly and easily.
Well, that sounds amazing. And I know the mastermind that you and I were at, both of us actually had a table, you know, book some time with whoever you wanted to speak with. And that worked out really well, like to be able to sit down with you for 20 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, and be able to actually like work through one-on-one problems. Sounds like something, if we can pull it off, that's what we're going to do. I convinced Leighton to stick around the second day to either do a breakout or do something like this. And so you're invaluable to my business. You're invaluable to our business. And you're just a great dude. I think everyone that I have coming to this event, I'm really excited to see, you know, they might be business partners or old friends, but we're all just genuinely great humans. And I would throw you right in that list, man. You're awesome. And I'm super excited to see you in Minneapolis.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited to be there.
All right. If you want to grab a live event ticket, dropshipbreakthrough.com/live. And if you have specific questions, I'm sure I'm going to hop on stage and ask Leighton some questions from the crowd. So if you have some questions you're going to want to answer to Minneapolis, throw them in Slack. I'll be sure to ask him when I get up on stage. But thanks for joining us. I know as we're recording this, I think Starlink's having some issues, but I'm pretty pumped to see how this turns out from Riverside. It's pulling your own feed. So yeah, anyway, thanks for being here, and we'll see you in 2 months in Minneapolis.
Thanks, Ben. See you there.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.